USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of Democrat House members released a statement criticizing Congresswoman Ilhan Omar for equating the United States and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban. Not to mention a long list of anti-American rhetoric. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican from New York on Fox News, says Omar must pay a price for her out-of-touch comments.
This has nothing to do with religion, ethnicity, race, gender, political party. This has to do with her as a member of Congress putting out all this anti-American propaganda. There should be a very heavy political price to be paid.
Johnson & Johnson said Thursday that the FDA extended the expiration date on millions of doses of its COVID-19 vaccine by 6 weeks. The review concluded the shots remain safe and effective for at least 4.5 months. In February, the FDA originally authorized J&J's vaccine for up to 3 months when stored at normal refrigeration levels. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Senate Armed Services Committee listened to budget testimony Thursday for fiscal year 2022. The request is for $715 billion. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Army General Mark A. Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that the $715 billion request would preserve readiness, but it's also a down payment on future readiness.
We are ready now and remain so in the future. We're also facing tough strategic choices, and we're being increasingly challenged with very capable potential adversaries clearly acting in opposition to our interests.
General Milley also said our contract with the American people is that we, the United States military, will be able to fight and to win. When called upon, we will support and defend the Constitution always and forever.
Someone keeps calling 911 from a cell phone, sending cops to entertainer Jennifer Lopez's home, wasting time and energy from the Los Angeles Police Department, and cops are not happy. This has been going on for 6 months. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you can help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
This day in history. Flash, 1944. 5 days after the D-Day landing, the five Allied landing groups, made up of some 330,000 troops, link up in Normandy to form a single solid front across northwestern France. It was the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. Flash, 1967. The six-day war between Israel and its Arab neighbors ends with the United Nations brokered ceasefire. The outnumbered Israeli defense forces achieved a swift victory in the brief war. Flash, 1776. The Continental Congress selects Thomas Jefferson of Virginia, John Adams of Massachusetts, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, and Robert R. Livingston of New York to draft a Declaration of Independence. Flash, 1979.
Nobody's ever seen him be a bully or do one mean, petty, cheap act. His rugged but open tenderness captures every man, woman, and child who talks to him. His courage in the face of potential disaster exceeds that of any hero he's ever portrayed. I think a crusty, leather-faced old news vendor put it best when he yelled, "Duke Wayne loses his stomach, but not his guts." It's all very simple. To the residents of Hollywood, Duke Wayne is ours. We know him, we love him, and we're praying he'll be around for many more years. In Hollywood, this is Tony Holt.
John Wayne, an iconic American film actor, famous for starring in countless westerns, dies at the age of 72 after battling cancer for more than a decade. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.